Calm has returned to Sayero near Nangpanduri, where renewed clashes between two families led to the death of one person, while five others were injured and 14 houses torched. Correspondent Mutala Issa joins us on the line now. Hello, Mutala.
Hello, Mercy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what's the situation at Sayero at the moment?
Well, calm has returned a couple of days ago when the conflict broke out. Most residents in this community had fled into neighboring Togo. Some had to climb the mountain and just to save their lives. But as we speak, calm has returned and people are returning to their homes. Life has returned to its normalcy. The security, I must say, have also intensified their patrols around the community and the entire Nangpanduri area. In spite of this calmness, they have indicated that they are going to continue to patrol around and also fish out for people who went around shooting. That led to the death of the individual involved here.
Yes, Mutala, so with the military around and some of the people now returning, what's the socioeconomic situation? Are trading activities going on as normal?
Remarks against.
Before the conflict started, this is a very small community and means of exchange is quite limited here. But I must say the entire Nangpanduri Bungpurugu area has, over the last 10 years, been involved in conflict. Every time we are talking about Bungpurugu, it has to be conflict over land or chieftaincy. And this has impacted negatively on socio-economic activities here. If you go around the Tamale metropolis, you will find a whole number of Bungpurugu or Nangpanduri residents who were there in the previous time. They've moved away from Nangpanduri, from Bungpurugu, from Yunyo, and they have now settled in Tamale. They've opened up shops. They are into building material sales. They are into all kinds of businesses here. Now, these are businesses that usually you will find in Nangpanduri, Bungpurugu, and Yunyo. But most of these young people have moved to settle in Tamale, especially, and then in neighboring communities like Wale Wale and Bolga. So economic activities in this community, Nangpanduri, Bungpurugu, and Yunyo, is not as it used to be. The conflicts here, I must say, are actually impacting negatively on economic activities here, especially education. I must say, Bungpurugu came first in the northern region in the BEC a few years back, but the district has since not been able to regain that position.
Yes,
is on a no
democracy.
About maintaining the peace at the moment.
Now, just yesterday I spoke with the DC for the area, and he lamented how the common fund is being used to keep peace in the area. And he says that the situation has virtually tied them up. They spend so much money trying to keep peace, and they are not able to provide basic amenities for the communities. What I know is that the Northern Regional Coordinating Council, the Nayuri, who happens to be the overlord of that area, as well as the Regional House of Chiefs, they have been trying over the last 10 years to mediate and bring lasting solution to the entire enclave of Bungpurugu Yunyo. But that has so far not materialized in concrete peace resolutions. Every now and then you hear the buried blood, which is a tradition that people here usually do to settle the scores between them or conflict. But that has also not yielded any results. Every now and then, every 3 months, you will hear that there's gunfire in somewhere within the Bungpurugu Yunyo district. So currently, as we speak, this matter, which surfaced in 2008, is at the Regional House of Chiefs. They are trying very hard to resolve it. But I'm not too sure when the resolution will take place permanently.
Yes.
And how that will impact on the conflict in the area.